I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot had an accident while out of town recently at a granddaughter's wedding, and I understand you've got some people to thank.
I'd like to thank everybody for being so wonderful to me. I'm still in a wheelchair for a while, but hopefully that'll come to an end pretty soon. After my accident in Seattle, I got so many cards and so many phone calls and care packages that I just want to say thank you, that I've got the best friends and customers in the whole wide world.
Sometimes it takes something like this to realize how many people care for us.
That's so true, Larry. I have been astonished at the amount of cards I've gotten. When I was in Seattle in rehab, the little gray lady was astounded with all of the cards that I got every day. She said, "You sure are popular." I said, "I've got great friends."
And you have a big event coming up.
Christmas Open House is December the 1st. It's Saturday, and it's 9 to 6. We'll serve some light refreshments from 12 until 4, but there will be tremendous sales.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Okay, Tennessee season to have friends and family visiting and sleeping on that old, wore-out, lumpy mattress your kids abandoned when they left for college. Mr. Sandman has nice queen mattresses from $299, okay queen mattresses from $179, nice king mats from $349. We have luxury mattresses at very good sale prices from Serta, Jameson, Scandinavian, and the fabulous Scott Brothers Premium Sets by Restonic. We have a huge selection of metal beds and headboards on sale. Mr. Sandman sells adjustable bases for hundreds less than the competitors advertise them for. We are locally owned with mattresses and beds in stock for prompt delivery or pickup. We have the area's largest selection of really nice mattresses, including latex, memory foam, and hybrids. We're not pushy. Take your time. Mr. Sandman is a discounter with excellent customer service and amazing values. We're located on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 in Millbrook, and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, voted Montgomery's best year after year.
It's fall. Time to call J&S Professional Lawn Service and have all those overgrown bushes, trees, and shrubs cut back and neatly groomed for the winter. J&S is a cost-effective, cut-effective service that will beautifully groom your lawn and yard with an edge that stands out above the others. Your house will look great as you welcome friends and family for the upcoming holidays. J&S Professional Lawn Service is also accepting commercial and industrial landscaping customers as well. Call for an estimate. Ask for John Cato at 202-8760. That's 202-8760. J&S Professional Lawn Service, a cut above the rest.
Hello, I'm Ben McNeil with United Food and Fuel Citgo, and we're excited to be tailgating with you. Stop by and you'll find hot pizza, cold beer, fried chicken, Coca-Cola products, Golden Flake snacks, and Monster Energy drinks. Everything you need for tailgating. Plus, be sure to ask about our rewards program. We're fueling good at United Food and Fuel, your tailgating headquarters. Home of the 99-cent special and quality Citgo Dry Clean gasoline.
United Food.
For Montgomery's largest selection of 100% solid wood furniture
and the world's most comfortable furniture,
shop the Thanksgiving sale at American Oak and More.
Beautiful solid mahogany, 60-inch table, and 4 chairs, just $22.99. American-made England sofas starting at $6.99. King-size solid mahogany bed, just $19.99. Southern Motion sectional starting at $24.99.
Well, we've been there for over 23 years. You don't pay with fake money, so don't settle for fake wood.
Good morning, Alabama.
How'd you sleep last night?
Hey, folks, this is Cassidy.
And Cody Wolf. You can buy a mattress anywhere, but at Wolf Boys Bedding, we want to make sure you get a good night's sleep.
So stop by, and we'll take the time to show you how a mattress is made, what supports you, and gives you comfort.
And then let you make the decision on what is best for you.
Whether you need an inexpensive mattress or a good night's sleep, we have you covered.
Come in now and save up to $1,000 on qualifying Jameson mattresses.
Your best night's sleep awaits you at Wolf Boys Bedding next to American Oak and More.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialists.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a great November weekend underway. For tonight, mostly clear skies, not quite as cool. The overnight low temperature drops to the lower 40s. Then for tomorrow, look for plenty of sunshine. Should be a great day. Upper 60s tomorrow. And nice weather continues Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. A little cool, but not bad. 66 Monday, 64 Tuesday, 63 on the big travel day Wednesday. And a good Thanksgiving forecast with lots of sunshine mixed in with just a few clouds. Morning low 42, afternoon high 63. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Boy, it does just keep on getting crazier and crazier every day. You know, I've had that same bumper music now for 4 years, and I've tried to change it twice, and I burned music on the CDs, and I brought them to Jay, and then Jay returned them to me and said, there's nothing on these CDs. I put them in my computer, and they play. I give them to Jay, and they don't play. So what you gonna do, you know? I'm not privy to the computer. I don't know how to get online on the computer and play stuff off that. If I want to play something, I have to do my little patch cord that I made up and plug into a mic to do it, which, as you probably have realized, doesn't sound that good, but I get the point out. Next week, remember now, next week we're going to be doing 5 hours from 4 o'clock till 9 o'clock, so we're going to be playing a lot of videos. We're going to try to bring you up to speed on the big picture of what's going on, and I really want to get into the NASA war document at some point. Because it's basically them in their own words telling us what they're going to be doing, how war is going to be conducted in the future, which is now, because this was written in the year 2000. It talks about smart dust motes. It talks about the weaponization or the co-opting of insects. A lot of stuff that people go, that's not possible. Well, apparently if it was possible 18 years ago, trust me, it's possible now, because that's what's happening, folks. As crazy as it may sound to you, that is what is happening in this crazy world we're living on. I put another video out. I think I put it on our official Clearing the Air Facebook page. I know I put it on my YouTube channel, of what I'm seeing in the trees, the inversion of color. Here's the thing. You can look into a tree and not see anything with the naked eye. The reason is that these beings, whatever they are, if they are beings, they could be holograms for all I know. I don't know. But you can't see them with the naked eye because their frequency is at such a high level that you have to somehow slow the light down in order to see them. This is how it's been explained to me by people who know such things. The way you can do that is through a lens, because a lens bounces the light around, and that is a way to slow, de facto, it slows the light down, okay? If you take pictures of them, you've slowed the light down and you can see portions of them. Well, I'm using two lenses because I'm using a digital night vision that has lenses, and I'm using my cell phone, which has an electronic lens. And both of them slow it down enough where you can see the outline, you can see the shapes, you can see the heads, you can even make out the eyes if you look close enough. But I put that video out on my YouTube channel. You really need to take a look at it, because whatever these things are, there's no denying they're there. The question is, what are they? Actually showed them to the Voice of the River Region's wife, and she saw them. She sees them. She understands, which I thought was really cool. But she asked a question that I've not been asked before, and that is, do you have a video with them moving? No, I don't. And I told her that. I don't have a video with them moving. I don't know what that means. I don't know if that does it. I don't know if that takes any credibility away from it. I don't know what that means. Maybe they are holograms. I don't know. The thing is, I just don't know.
Yeah, that a camera lens, you know, it does it more justice than the human eye, you know, because we can only
see 3%.
Right, and plus we can only see things, you know, that are in that red, yellow, blue, green, you know, color spectrum, that little narrow band that's in the middle of the electromagnetic spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, think about this, folks. You know, those high power cameras that those ghost hunters have, and they can't see it with the naked eye, but they can feel something there, but they can't see it with the naked eye. What they do is they have high power cameras, and they take pictures. When the pictures develop, what it does is slows the light down, and it actually pulls that image up to real time. Pulls it into 3D, in other words.
You know, what you just said, just boom, one of those moments. I had just had a moment of clarity. That would explain why I've taken so many pictures and not seen anything. Like, I've taken pictures of chemtrails in the sky, and only when I download them and look at them, I see a disc or a orb or a right. ball. Mm-hmm. I didn't see them when I took the picture.
Right.
That explains why I never connected that. You're right.
Yep.
Because they're vibrating at such a frequency, you can't see them until you... Yeah, you're right. Wow. Thank you. It's one of those moments. You know, I've got so much more stuff to talk about, but it's all politics, and I hate politics. I really do. I'm going to talk a little bit about Morgellons, which is what I'm dealing with, and I believe it's coming from the aerosols. And if you don't think they're spraying, I don't know what to tell you. When you watch an airplane and this long line of white stuff comes out and suddenly it stops, and then a few seconds later it starts back up, how can you possibly say that's condensation? It doesn't work that way. One of the big questions I've always had is, okay, where's the infrastructure? If they're spraying us, who's loading the tanks? Where's all the tanks the stuff's coming from? You got all these different questions. There has to be a massive infrastructure, because just based on what I see in Montgomery, there's thousands of planes doing this. Where's the infrastructure? Some researchers have suggested that it's in the fuel.
That's right, right.
Okay, well, if it's in the fuel, how can a plane cut it on and off? Unless it's got it in one tank, maybe he's switching tanks. It just doesn't make sense to me. Really doesn't. We got Frank?
Yes.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, Kerry. How you guys doing tonight?
Doing well. How are you?
Good, good.
Good. Hey, great show as usual.
Thank you.
And I want to touch on a couple of things real quick, if I could. But
please.
On your comment that what you've been talking about now for, you know, since Postman's been on for the last year or so, not being biblical, you know, that can technically be true. If you have blinders on, if you don't do any of your own research or dig into it, okay?
Thank you. You're right.
Otherwise, it's all there.
I agree.
Have you guys ever heard of the Star of Jacob?
Star of Jacob?
I have.
I haven't.
Okay, well, Star of Jacob, if you go to Numbers 24:17, it says, I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star shall come out of Jacob. And a scepter shall rise out of Israel. It will crush the forehead of Moab and break down all the sons of Shia. Okay?
All right.
It's one of the most mysterious verses in the Bible. From what I've taught, and if you ask most biblical scholars or people that believe, you know,
none of it,
what we're talking about, okay? This is about David, and Jesus comes from the seed of Jacob.
Right.
Okay? But if you dig deeper, and I'll go not so fast like Lee Corso does on the college football shows. In the Old Testament, a Canaanite king named Balak calls out a seer named Balaam to curse the Israel for their sake. Balaam is told by God not to say anything except what God tells him to. Three times Balak calls out his curse to curse the Israelites, and three times Balaam blesses them. And the fourth time, Balaam states that he will tell the king in Numbers 24:17, but he also said, and behold, I go unto my people and come, therefore I will advise thee what these people should do in the latter days. Okay. This Numbers 24:17 and the Star of Jacob is about the latter days and what's about to happen when after the resurrection and Christ returns to pass judgment on the nations, and specifically punish the nations that did not help Israel. And I contend, and I've got a whole bunch of I've done this all week long on this subject.
Okay.
This refers to Nibiru, however you pronounce it.
Right. Okay. Yeah, really?
Mm-hmm. Exactly, because it's called Planet X, Planet 9, Nemesis. It's also been called a planet, a comet, a star, a red dwarf star, on and on and on. Okay?
Wow, okay.
But I'll throw something else at you. And have you ever heard of, I'm sure you've heard of the Tall Man.
Say that again now.
The Tall Man.
Yeah, the Talmud, yes.
Yeah, Talmud.
Yes.
Have you ever heard of the Zohar?
Yes.
Okay. The Zohar describes the huge star which will come out of our solar system from a distant planet.
What?
And this is describing exactly what Numbers 24:17 said, because if you go...
Oh, my God.
And look at this, the stars of the east. In Abraham's time, there was a star called the Star of Abraham, and it came out of the east. And then we've all heard about the Star of Bethlehem.
Right.
Okay? A star out of the east. And there again, I reference Numbers 24:17, but go to Ezekiel 5:16, and it talks about everything that's going to happen. In the second year, then the arrows are coming, or, you know, lack of food will be unleashed.
Yeah.
The third year, it gets worse. The fourth year, it is so bad that hardly anybody can eat, and so forth. This star is of the Messiah, and it will be visible in the east for 15 days. Should it linger, it will be to Israel's benefit, okay? It goes on and on and on about this mysterious star.
Wow.
But then I want to throw this at you. Have you guys heard of what's called Om Wanwa?
No.
Say that one more time.
Om Wanwa. It's hard to pronounce. It's spelled O-U-M-U-A-M-U-A.
Yes.
And it was,
yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
It was first sighted in 2017.
Yes, I know.
It looks like a skyscraper-sized asteroid from another part of the galaxy. And it fully up, but it, what they think it is now, because this has come out of the Harvard Astrological Journal letters, that it looks like it's a probe, an operational probe sent intentionally to Earth to study us.
Wow.
You, okay? Frank, you know what I think that is?
What?
I was reading a blog from one of the guys that was in the space program. They sent one of their vessels out to actually land on it. It's big enough to land on. And they actually opened a hatch and went inside of it. It's actually a starship.
Yeah.
And when I first saw it on the morning show, it chill bumps went over me, and I said, gosh, that's a Mayan starship. Because,
you know, and Postman, the thing is, what you described, what's going to appear someday over top of us or throughout the entire Earth,
mm-hmm.
this is it right here.
Okay.
And the thing is, at least it's the Harvard Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics did a study on it, okay? It's a very odd shape, being flat and long. Thirdly, it moves very strangely. As the paper shows, it deviates from what's called a Kepler orbit at higher statistical significance.
Right.
In other words, it doesn't move like a comet. Okay.
Okay.
It's not a comet. It's something else out there.
Well, the guys that landed on it said that it was a vessel. They actually opened a hatch and went inside of it. And from what the report that they gave was that most of the technology has been stripped away from it, and there were some sarcophaguses, in there, and they had some of the inhabitants were there, and these were some of the same sentient man-like bird creatures that were on the wall in Egypt.
Wow.
These were, according to what they say it was, that these were some of the builder race, one of the races that were sent out through the galaxy to actually start civilizations. Because if you look at the big picture, everything from heaven all the way down, these were actually engineers or builders, you know, because on the show Prometheus, on the movie Prometheus, they talk about the actual builders. You know, and these were the other faction of the builders. They were actually destroyers, is what they were. They weren't builders because they sent that xenomorph creature. They were going to send it to the planet, but they actually stopped it. You know, before it actually got here, before it actually launched the vessel. And they went in and described it, and they described the countertops. Get this, Frank. The countertops were 40 feet tall. Inside the ship.
Oh.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Oh. Sounds like Nephilim.
Yeah.
You know?
They're actually giant. And they went to the sarcophagi and opened one of them up. And they actually touched the creature that was in it. And they touched it, went all the way through it. And dust just, you know, came up out of it, you know, because they were dead inside of the sarcophagus.
Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then I have another couple of questions. Are you coming up on a break, Terry?
Go ahead. I'm going to go through it.
Okay. NASA's discovery of a seven-planet system confirms exactly the Zohar's description of the Primazayat Nibiru. Have you heard about this discovery?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now it's a remarkable discovery. An entire system of Earth-sized planets is out there. There's seven of them. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah, that's what I've been saying all the while. There's seven planets and seven main planets in a system with a brown dwarf star in the center.
The sister to our sun.
Right.
Yeah. And if you go through the Zohar, now, by the way, the Zohar was revealed more than 2,000 years ago. And it's not quite as in-depth or as detailed as the Book of Enoch, Terry, but it's close, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'll just throw this out as food for thought. That anybody wants to challenge and say that what we're talking about is not biblical, you can find Zohar in Genesis 23:8, 25:9, 46:10, and Exodus 6:15.
You sir
okay?
are correct. Yep.
The term Zohar.
But you know, go ahead, Frank.
No, that's fine, I'm done.
But you know,
go ahead.
I've told Terry this. The star and the other planets, the other six planets are what I'm not concerned about those. What I'm concerned about, Frank, is that fifth planet in that system. That fifth planet is not a planet. It's a Dyson sphere.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Dyson sphere that's 62,000 miles in diameter. And,
wow.
And they've actually taken a planet. They've actually taken a planet and built an atmosphere around it. And
so there's a construct over the
actual
planet.
Right, there's a construct over the actual planet.
Wow.
And this is from my research and what I was told on certain things. And they talk about this in the Secret Space Program, that there somewhere between 20 to 30 million reptilian hybrids live on this thing.
Like a floating cruise ship.
Yeah. You know, and what's amazing, too, guys, when you first come on the air, Postman, I thought you were just full of beans. I thought, man, this is crazy. You're pulling stuff out of the air. The more you dig into this.
That's what somebody else said, too.
Yeah. And the more you dig, like I said, I've tried for 6 months, and I quit trying to disprove you. Everything that you're talking about is there. All you have to do is dig in and look for it.
Nobody seems to have the energy to do that. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, and it just blows me away. And you guys bringing it up, it's just absolutely terrific because it's coming, man. It's getting close.
It is.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And the, like I said, the star. No, I'm not concerned about it. But what it leaves behind is what's going to cause the damage on Earth. We're actually going to go through a meteor shower, and Book of Revelation talks about in detail how much of the Earth, a third of the Earth, is going to be destroyed because of it.
Yep. Yep.
And a third of the Earth is North America and South America.
Wow.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me. I mean, that wouldn't surprise me at all. And all that's in Revelation.
Yes,
and
it is.
And it all ties in together.
It does.
I mean, it's there. All you have to do is do the research.
That's right.
And take your blinders off. But, guys, that's another terrific show. I really appreciate you taking my call, and it's fun to listen to you guys.
Thank you, Frank.
Right.
Appreciate
Thanks.
Your calls, man.
All right. Thank you.
Later.
See
ya. Bye. All right. In 2 minutes, I'll go ahead and just combine both breaks so we can talk for 2 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, Frank. You know, Frank has tried to disprove, and you can't because everything Postman has told us. You know, I've actually had people email me and go, where's he get this stuff from? You know, you can't just arbitrarily. You think he's just pulling this stuff out of air? He has people that tell him things, people that he can't tell you who they are, you know, because they really don't want to die at this point in time. But plus the experiences he's gone through, they lend some credibility to what he's telling you. I mean, this is biblical. I don't know that you can get any more biblical than this.
And with what I experienced, you know, when I was a kid, I mean, I did the back research on it, you know, because once you see something like that, you cannot forget it.
You can't unsee it.
I don't care how old you are. I mean, I was like 8 years old, and that was old enough to actually process the situation, you know, because of the fact that I was science oriented, you know, before I even went to school, because I used to I used to, you know, try to figure out how my hand worked. You know what I'm saying? And my arm.
I do.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
And I used to lay on the ground and just look up at the stars,
so
just gaze at them.
So
I mean, it's
I.
just, yeah. You know, I've always been curious toward the sciences.
Me too.
And once I saw what I saw, and I saw the mechanics of it, saw that it was sentient and walked upright, but it having the scales of a snake on it, oh, something's really going on here.
Yeah, something ain't right.
Yeah.
All right, folks, we're going to go ahead and combine two breaks. So you're going to have 7 minutes, 8 minutes, rather. I can't add tonight. So we'll see you in 8 minutes. Okay? Bye-bye.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Whether you're somebody who needs to hire, somebody who wants to get hired, or a student who wants to know how to prepare to get hired, there's a new unified force for your success. Alabama Works.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the ABA, and this station.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, Jean from corporate. You placed an ad on that huge national job site, and now HR has thousands of useless applications.
Well, Jean, you clearly said we want quantity, not quality.
That's exactly the opposite of what I said, Dave.
Oh, well, like my mother taught me, if at first you don't succeed, cut your losses and run. Bye!
Dave.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here, and buddy, here we go. Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yes, Bubba, the holidays are here, and we have fresh crop pecans in it. Tucker Pecan, we've got them in the shell, halves, pieces, roasted and salted, fresh crop, candies, chocolates. We've got it at Tucker Pecan. We have the easiest shopping available. You call us up, send us a list, we take care of the rest. Your Christmas shopping for your family and friends is done in a hurry. If they don't want pecans or candies, you just need a little gift for your next door neighbor, come on down to Tucker Pecan, where we have the best gift selection in town. We have jewelry, we have purses, we have sweaters, we have jams, we have seasonings, we have the Little Bull seasoning. We have all kinds of great things at Tucker Pecan, plus plenty and plenty of Christmas ornaments for to make your tree the best in town, Bubba, the best.
Where are you located?
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
It was time for a change. I wanted something durable for the outdoor patio. The wife prefers a modern look. Concrete by Design took our outdoor living area from ordinary to extraordinary with their unique, perfect pavers. I recommend Burt Loeb to anyone who wants to update their walkways, patios, or pool areas. They achieve the upscale look without breaking the bank. Visit ConcreteByDesign.org or Concrete by Design on Facebook to check out their work. And call Burt at 657-1483.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hey, kids!
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring your own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
If you're experiencing a temporary financial hardship and are struggling to pay your mortgage, we may be able to help you keep your home. Hardest Hit Alabama is a federally funded foreclosure prevention program. If you qualify, Hardest Hit Alabama can pay your mortgage payments on your behalf or provide other forms of assistance. The program is available statewide on a first-come, first-served basis. We've helped thousands of Alabama homeowners, and we may be able to help you. Call 1-877-497-8182 to speak to a program counselor, or visit hardesthitalabama.com to learn more and apply. That's 1-877-497-8182 or hardesthitalabama.com. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Last year, I was on a mission to find the perfect bank. You know, a place that cared about me as much as my money. Finally, I discovered I wasn't looking for a bank. I was looking for ASC Credit Union. They have free checking, great rates, and make all of their loan decisions right here in Montgomery. I always thought I had to be a state employee to join ASC Credit Union. Turns out, all you have to be is someone who's tired of the big bank runaround. It's your choice. ASC is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a great November weekend underway. For tonight, mostly clear skies, not quite as cool. The overnight low temperature drops to the lower 40s. Then for tomorrow, look for plenty of sunshine. Should be a great day. Upper 60s tomorrow. And nice weather continues Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. A little cool, but not bad. 66 Monday, 64 Tuesday, 63 on the big travel day Wednesday. And a good Thanksgiving forecast with lots of sunshine mixed in with just a few clouds. Morning low 42, afternoon high 63. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Oh, just start off.
Hey, welcome back to the last 30 minutes of the program. Now remember, next week we will be on at 4, 2 hours early, all the way through our normal 9 o'clock close, so as long as you know that. Chemtrails. As I said earlier, I don't really get how people can't understand we're being sprayed. It's pretty simple. I know what a contrail is, I think most of us do, but conditions have to be just right for a contrail to form. And they don't persist in the sky for hours at a time. They just don't. And they can't. This morning, I actually slept later than usual. I got it right around 5. And it was a perfectly clear sky, and they started spraying. And, of course, it's overcast. And I'm telling you, within 48 hours, we're going to have rain. I got it, Postman. We have a call. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Okay, I'm on the air now?
You're on the air now.
Okay. I got a challenge for Frank.
Okay.
If that's all right.
Sure, man.
Why were Eves, her name is actually Chevet, number 2332, Hebrew, why were her eyes not open before Adam's? Next question. Why Elohim is number 430 and it's God? Who created the serpent? Elohim didn't create the serpent.
No, he didn't.
No. Genesis 3:1.
Mm-hmm.
Guy called in and wanted to know where I got my information from.
Mm-hmm.
Zeus is the devil who tempted Jesus. Strong's Exhaustive Concordance. That's number 2203.
Okay.
All right. Okay. If Frank does the homework on this, he's going to find out everything y'all are talking about.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's all I want to say, man.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your call, man.
All right, bro.
Take care. Yeah, I think Frank knows that what we're talking about. If anything, Frank's learned that everything that Postman presents is dead on correct. It's biblical, and it's dead on correct. Okay, I've told this before. I'm going to say it again because it bears repeating. Back in 09, when I got home early one day and I had a black lab, Molly, bless her heart, she would go with me to the mailbox. And, of course, she never got off the grass. She was taught not to get out off the lawn, and I would get the mail, and she was excited about doing that. And I got the mail one day, and I just, for some reason, I happened to look up, and I saw a checkerboard in the sky, and I'm like, what the heck? And I know what a contrail is. I'm a big World War II airplane buff, P-38 Lightning fan, and I know what contrails are. So I went inside, and I Googled long-lasting contrails. One of the first hits I had on Google, there were several hits. The first one, as I recall, was NASA. And I'm thinking, who knows more about this than NASA? I go to NASA's website, and NASA's website on contrails said, contrails are formed when water molecules in the jet exhaust contact the cold air of the troposphere, minus 30 Celsius. They immediately turn into ice crystals. However, they usually dissipate immediately, although some have been known to last for up to a minute. And then it concluded with, condensation trails are extremely rare in the southern United States. Now, somewhere around 2012, they changed that to persistent contrails. So if this is a science, it's only been a science for 6 years. Because everything changed. NASA, in my opinion, NASA, never a straight answer. NASA put that out there to follow the narrative of the spraying to make everybody think, oh, that's just condensation trails. If anybody knows how to use a Wayback Machine, go back and look at NASA's contrail site back in 09, because I know what I saw. Yeah, they're not condensation trails. They're spraying chemicals, aluminum, barium, strontium, among other biological agents. And just like Postman said, and we've had so many callers mention, go outside after a heavy spray day, which has been every day over the past, good God, past 7 or 8 months. Go outside with as strong a beam as you've got, shine it straight up, and look at what's floating in the air. You know, I've had yet another person contact me with a, quote, cure for Morgellons. Well, here's the problem with that. Until you do something about eradicating what's causing Morgellons that's floating around everywhere, including your home, it does no point. There's no point in curing yourself. You're going to be reinfested immediately. I think we're at a point where it can't be stopped. I don't think you can stop it.
What did they say? What did they tell you, EMP?
No, the way that you cure it is you go and you get canine anti-parasite medicine. There's a long name for the chemical. You don't have to have a prescription. You mix that, and there's three or four other ingredients you mix in a shake, and you drink it every morning. And they said one person purportedly did this, and then they said all of it disappeared, which I don't really believe that. There's a lady down in, I think she's in Mississippi, that I hear from her a lot. I contacted her. She wants to try it. I may actually buy the stuff for her to try to see if it works. But again, if you don't get rid of it in your environment, what's the point? We have another call. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hey.
This is Lowrider.
Hey, Lowrider.
And I think it was your previous caller. Called in, wanted to know if my Eve's eyes weren't open.
Yes.
And she took of the fruit.
Yes, sir.
Well, if you read the Bible, God put Adam in charge of the garden.
That's right.
Not Eve. Adam was a responsible party.
Right.
And if you'll read that verse where she bit into the fruit, if you'll stop right there, nothing happened. She then gave to Adam, and he also did eat.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately after that, both of their eyes were open.
Oh, so
Adam was responsible.
It went through Adam. I got you. So you're saying it went through Adam because God made him responsible.
Right. Okay. God put him in charge of it. That's no different than you having a child that goes and does something. That child is a minor. Well, he's a minor. You're going to be responsible for it.
That's how it's supposed to work. You're right.
Yep. So that answers that part of that question.
Yes, sir.
And plus...
All right.
Well said. Thank you.
Plus they were...
Uh-huh.
Plus they were one.
That's right. They became one. That's right.
There was one.
That's as God intended. That's right. Yeah, I'm sorry about that, Loretta. Yeah, exactly. They became one as God intended. That's how it's supposed to work. Man and wife, they move away from their parents, and then they become one. And I got to tell you, as somebody that's been married to the same woman for 20-some-odd years, it's a wonderful feeling when your wife, your spouse, is your best friend, and you pretty much know each other's thoughts before you say it. It's a pretty cool feeling. It really is. It's something I had never experienced before, and I got to tell you, it's amazing. It really is. It's very amazing being married to a godly person. She's a better person than I am. She really is, and I'm lucky to have somebody like her. Felt the need to say that. Let's go ahead and get this last break out of the way so we'll have a little longer segment. So this is Clear in the Air. We're going to hit this last break. 3 minutes, 272-9228.
I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. It's 2018, friends. Long gone are the days of having to put down huge sums of money to purchase your very own home. For the veterans listening, a VA home loan is the way to go. No money down. And for those who are looking to purchase in rural areas, including the cities of Wetumpka, Deatsville, and Tallahassee, there are 100% financing options available. You heard me right. 100% financing. That's no, zip, zero money down. We at Alabama Home Mortgage also offer home purchase loans with as little as 3% down. Wait no longer. It's time to make the call to change it all. Take your first step towards home ownership by getting pre-approved for an Alabama Home Mortgage today. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar. We've got a pretty little place right down on the Alabama River at the Montgomery Marina. You had never been here, easy to get to, right off of I-65 at North Boulevard exit. Take that first exit after that, and it's Louisville Street. The bottom of the ramp, turn right, and turn right again. That's three times. Follow that to the end of the road, you'll find us sitting on the river. We're cooking up fresh seafood. We got a steamer. We do steamed snow crab, oysters Rockefeller, crab claws. Oh, man, talk about some good eating. Those royal red shrimp and those shrimp from Argentina. I know you're getting hungry. We always got a pot of gumbo on the stove. That's right. And got a grill cooking up some good hamburgers, ribeye steaks, amberjack, snapper, grouper, all kind of fresh seafood. Let's talk about Sunday afternoon. Here we go. Biscuit Miller in the mix from Chicago. Biscuit's got a following around Montgomery from the years he's played here. And if you had never been here, check it out, CapitalOysterBar.com. Come on down here, and when you get here, be sure you're hungry.
This is an Alabama legacy moment.
Tuskegee Institute track star Alice Coachman was the first black female athlete to win an Olympic gold medal. At the 1948 London Olympics, Coachman set an Olympic record in the high jump with a leap of 5 feet 6 1/8 inches. She was one of 12 torchbearers for the Atlanta Olympic Games in 1996. Coachman was inducted into the Alabama Sports Hall of Fame in 1997 and the United States Olympic Hall of Fame in 2004.
Sponsored by the Alabama Bicentennial Commission, the ABA, and this station.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway in front of Toys R Us.
Hi, folks. This is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hey, welcome back to the last segment. Listen, all you prayer warriors out there, Kenny from Maxwell's son had an accident, and I need you to pray for him. He's in ICU. I really need all prayer warriors activated, and let's pray for Kenny and his wife, and especially his son. He's in ICU. Kenny just called me, and we really need some interaction from a higher being, the Creator, Prime Creator. I call him God. That's all caps always. Please pray for Kenny's son, and please, it's very important. 272-9228, we have a full open bank of calls. If you'd like to call, you'll be right up, 272-9228. You know, I wish that so many times we have such great off-air conversations, I wish you were privy to. We were talking about how holy days got combined with pagan holidays, Christmas being one of them, being one of the more prime ones. We should be celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ every day, not just on the 25th of December. You know, there's a whole pagan holiday behind what we call Easter, behind the worship of rabbits, for worship of fertility, the worship of eggs, the whole Santa Claus thing. There's a satanic element to that. You know, Halloween especially, All Hallows Eve, that's a demonic day. And we have a call. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Terry.
Hey, what's up, Barry?
Not a whole lot. I was just been listening all night, and I hate to hear that about Kenny's son.
Yeah, me too, man.
I'll definitely be praying for him.
Thank you. That's what we want. How's everything in Opelika and Auburn?
Well, Auburn won, so I guess everybody's happy.
What?
I said Auburn finally won a good one, so I guess everybody's happy today.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I love Auburn. That's a beautiful city.
Yeah, it is. Have you heard anything about them? And I'm trying to remember where I heard this at, but I heard this week that there was a definite, some type of hum coming out of Antarctica. Have you heard anything about that?
No, I haven't. Now, I have seen headlines where Stephen Quayle's been talking about something under the ice is about to come out, but I don't really trust Quayle, so I didn't pay that much attention to it. Maybe I'll have to look at it.
Okay. Do you know who MJ1 was back in the early 60s?
MJ1?
Yeah,
Majestic 1.
No.
The first one.
Who
Alan
was?
Alan Dulles.
Imagine that. Yeah, the one who was responsible for killing John F. Kennedy.
Yeah, he was MJ1 back then.
Yeah, that whole thing, when you go back and you look at that, and you look at NASA, and you look at Jack Parsons, and all these Satanists that were running our space program, I got to tell you, that's pretty scary stuff.
Mm.
Very scary
yeah,
stuff. Big time.
Hello.
I mean, you know, they so many people come up dead playing on forest out, you know, they threw him out the window. And
yep. Because he thinks like we think. I mean, he said, look, this doesn't need to be hidden from humans. We need to know this. They deserve to know this. And what do? They call him crazy, stick him up, and throw him out of the sixth floor of Bethesda. That's crazy.
Right, and they also talked, I heard that, you know, back before John F. Kennedy Jr. got killed, that, mm-hmm. you know, he was also looking into what all happened to his father back then.
Right.
And they said it. You know, Teddy came over and told him, you know, said, you need to drop all this, you'll end up dead.
That's exactly right. I read that, too. Yeah, good old Uncle Teddy.
Yep.
And, you know, as much as we want to hate him for Chappaquiddick, I have read that Chappaquiddick was a setup by the agency to make sure he kept his mouth shut. And I don't know if that's true or not, but it makes sense. Yeah.
You know, he was, he spoke down here at Auburn one time. I don't know if you knew that.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was about 30 minutes late.
Imagine
I don't know if he was about drunk or what.
Probably. Usually was.
You know. Yeah. He came in, you know, and of course, all he had to do was just say War Eagle, you know, and of course everybody was happy then, you know.
Of course. I doubt he even knows what that means, where it came from, or any of the traditions.
Probably didn't.
Probably not.
Somebody told him to say that.
That doesn't matter sometimes.
Yeah. And Elton John played down here back in 74.
Yep, I knew that. I think my sister might have went to that concert.
Yeah, back when he had the same color glasses as the color of the piano was, and every time he hit the keyboard, his glasses would light up.
Yep. I remember that. Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road.
Uh-huh.
He had some good music.
Yeah, he did.
Always was a fan.
Wasn't as good as BTO and some of them, though, back in, was it?
Oh, I love BTO. I mean, they had Canada actually produce, you know, the Guess Who and BTO, a lot of the same players. But, yeah, they had some great music bands come from Canada.
Everybody had an 8-track.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I've still got some 8-tracks.
No BTO, four-wheel drive. And
Not Fragile.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, I listened to Looking Out for Number One earlier today on my iPod.
Huh.
Love BTO.
Mm-hmm.
What else you got, Barry? I got a full bank of calls I got to try to squeeze in here.
That's it. I'll let you go and I'll listen in.
Thank you, my friend. Take care. Hey, caller, you on the air?
Hey, my friend.
Hey, what's up, Bo?
Not much, man. So you're going to be on the show 5 hours next week?
Yes.
Cool.
Yep, 4 to 9, babe.
Well, that's awesome. Maybe I'll get in earlier next week and be able to get a little time in there.
I hope so.
Well, I pray for Kenny's son. I pray that God will send his healing angels to come immediately over there and lay hands on him, and the room will be filled with the life of the Lord, because he is life.
That's right.
I sure do. I hate that happened.
I really appreciate that.
Well, the two things I want to make real quick, okay. Points I wanted to comment. One was, I think Kellyanne Conway might be the next to leave. Her husband is a top lawyer for some firm or something. He's gotten with some other supposedly conservatives to do an anti-Trump thing.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so I don't think that looks good for her, because that's a house divided right there. If he's working on the opposite team, on the opposition force,
yep.
You know, how much longer could she, you know, be in there and not be influenced, or at least, you know, try to influence him?
Yeah, exactly. She could be unknowingly passing on information about Trump to him and not, you know, not realize it.
Oh, very easily.
Yeah.
Might be one of the leakers.
That's true.
Oh, man, there was another point I wanted to make. I can't remember it now. Oh, yeah, I know what it was. Why didn't Rick Scott and the Attorney General of Florida, what's her name? What's the Attorney General's name?
I have no idea.
Does Postman know?
No. Well, he's answering the phone.
Okay. Anyway, why didn't they get rid of that down there in Broward County before now? Because she was caught destroying ballots in 2016.
Yep.
But to help get, what's her name, in office?
Oh, I know. Debbie
Wasserman Schultz.
Yep.
So, I mean, you know, Rick Scott has some blame in this. He should have already cleaned house.
Okay. Yep.
But anyway, those were the two comments I had, brother.
I'm with you.
No so, worries. Yo, I'm going to let you go.
Well, thanks, Bo.
Maybe you can get another caller. God bless.
Take care, my friend. Hey, you're on the air.
Yeah, buddy. I'm a big fan of the show.
Thank you.
And I was just listening to you guys talk a little bit about this planet. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering what you thought about some of these strange weather patterns we've been having lately. You know, it seems to be pretty hot one day and then super cold the next. You know, it seems like we've just jump-started into winter and bypassed fall. And do you feel like that has anything to do with this planet and those lizard people and what they have planned for us?
Yeah, I do. As a matter of fact, I believe that the weather's being totally controlled. We know the technology exists. We've seen
the pat.
Wow, what happened to him? We just hung up. Okay, I'll say it anyway. We've seen the patents. We know that they can control the weather. What they use is what's called an isophonic, I can't pronounce it. It's called a heater. Basically, it's an inside-out microwave oven. They release tiny metal particulates in the aerosols. Now, they get into the clouds, and we're talking nano-sized. And can't see them with your eyes. A nano is a billionth of a meter. That's how small it is. You can put 1,000 of them on the head of a pin. These nanoparticulates get mixed in with the clouds. They use an inside-out microwave oven called an ionospheric heater. They heat these clouds up. They can move the weather fronts around. They can totally control the weather. Now, there's one school of thought that I bumped into a couple of 3 years ago, and I've talked about it on this show before. I was looking at chemtrails, looking at different sites, and you know how you'll go down one link to another link to another link, basically rabbit holing, squirrel holing on down? I ran onto a site with a bunch of physicists talking about Planet X, and they said that Planet X is so dense and so energy-packed that it could stop the revolution of this planet around the sun. And they said, well, how, what would we, if that were to happen, what would we see? Well, all animals who instinctively know to fly south, birds, they would freak out because they wouldn't know what to do. Well, that's about the time we started seeing massive bird die-offs, birds falling out of the sky. They also said you would have weird groaning noises because the plates underneath the planet suddenly would not have the inertia or the forces they've been used to for thousands of years. They would start groaning and creaking. This was the same time we started hearing all those weird noises coming from under the ground. Everything started to click. Also, we would not see seasons because the way, as you know, you should know from science, the way we get our seasons is when the Earth travels around the sun, the different tilt, all that stuff, that's what makes the change of the seasons. Well, we would no longer have that. So how would we know one season from the next? They would manipulate the weather to make it seem like it's winter or spring, fall. And I got to tell you, that's what I think's going on. What do you think, Postman?
Yeah, I think you're spot on, Terry. Honestly, I do. And I mean, I think back from just reading, you know, in the Bible, when it was talking about Noah, and how they described, you know, how things were going on back in those days, you know, just before that that passing of Planet X that happened somewhere circa
caused the deluge.
Yeah, 9,000 to 12,000 years ago. I mean, nobody knows the exact date or when it happened, but it was a long time ago, and there's some confusion about when. I mean, when?
But it was in that 3,600 year.
It was in 136 year orbit.
Okay, that's
and
what
the
I've
thing
heard
is, you know, when it comes closer every third time.
And, is this the third time?
It seems like this is the third time since the deluge, because you know 3,600, you know, times three, mm-hmm. that'll put it in the 9,000 or 10,000, 11,000 year range. It will. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Right around nine. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. So this is the third introduction, you know, of it, or the third incursion, if you want to call it that.
Yes. Now, and, go ahead.
But, you know, that's just part of what's going to happen. That is the sign. Planet is coming. It's the sign of the coming of the Son of Man. And it's a sign of the end of the age, and it helps just as much as it hurts when it comes.
Well, because it cleanses.
Yes, yeah, it does.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Yeah.
Well, people, you know, if you guys don't start waking up and start figuring out that what we're telling you is absolutely true, people are going to freak out when this happens. They're absolutely going to freak out. You know, you better start marking these podcasts so you can go back and listen to them when it hits the fan, because I'm telling you, it's coming. Make no mistake about it. It is coming.
And don't think you're going underground with the elites, because they've already chosen who they're going to take with them. You know, and they didn't dig all these underground facilities for nothing and stock them. And they got a whole cities.
Yep.
They got malls, hospitals.
Yeah,
I mean,
garbage
you name
service,
it.
Everything
yes.
under there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, schools, they got it.
Hey, we got a call. Hey, caller, quickly. How are you? You're on the air.
Hey, okay, thanks. You're just talking about JFK. I was just from conversation